I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. A new COVID-19 vaccination campaign is coming to Chicago farmers markets, as WBEZ's Natalie Moore reports.
Englewood and Back of the Yards have some of the lowest vaccination rates in the city. Dr. B is a national online platform that strives to get vaccines out in an equitable way. It has a mass vaccination campaign in Chicago. This month, they will offer COVID-19 vaccines at the Englewood Village Farmers Market and Plant Chicago Farmers Market. Jordan Fierst is the Chicago Dr. B director.
We really see farmers markets and the farmers markets that we're targeting as specific places that community members gather during the summer.
She says Dr. B doesn't have a target number of vaccinations in mind. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.
Illinois prosecutors are suing the owner of a northern Illinois chemical plant for air and water pollution and hazards that linger after last month's fire near Rockton. An estimated 1,000 residents were evacuated from the area. Prosecutors say storage tanks holding about 100,000 gallons of petroleum products still being stored at the facility have been compromised and pose a significant threat to the area, including the nearby Rock River. Community groups in Chicago's Chinatown neighborhood celebrated the reopening of Ping Tom Park Saturday with cultural dances and music. Organizers say they wanted a celebratory event, signaling that Chinese Americans belong here. Three blocks of State Street downtown were closed off all day yesterday so Chicagoans could eat, do yoga, and hear free music, as WBEZ's Linda Lutton reports, as part of an effort to get people back to the Loop.
Despite the rain, Chicagoans reveled in the newly formed pop-up pedestrian mall organized by the Chicago Loop Alliance. There were Irish dancers, a Harold's Chicken food truck parked between Washington and Madison.
In the middle of the street. I love it there. It was a good spot.
And the mountain and hot sauce on the other.
South Loop resident Saul Guzman was impressed.
Looks like it'll be a lot of fun. As people hear about it, it's going to be an attraction.
Seven more Sundays on State are planned. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown will meet with President Joe Biden at the White House today. Brown is part of a group including elected officials, local leaders, and a community violence intervention expert. According to media reports, the group will discuss the Biden administration's plan to reduce gun crimes. More than 2,000 Cook County workers have been on strike for 18 days. That makes this the longest public sector strike in recent memory. It's longer than the recent Chicago teacher walkouts. Affected workers include hospital housekeepers and janitors. After 2 weeks with no pay, union official Larry Alcoff admits some are crossing the picket line because they need the paycheck.
We think it is extraordinarily cynical for the county, rather than resolving the contract, to cynically try and wait them out knowing that they don't make a lot of money. I think it is mean-spirited.
Cook County officials say they're offering more than 8.5% wage increases over the next 4 years. Workers say those raises would be wiped out by rising health care costs and inflation. The county reached agreements with four other unions late last month. Soccer fans went to bars across the Chicago area yesterday to watch the European Championship game. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos joined them for journalism.
At Illusion Cafe in Des Plaines, there was an English flag on one wall and an Italian flag on the other. The Polish-American owner, Chris Woznicka, celebrated goals by both teams.
Everybody comes here. We're the United Nations. Everyone that comes in here and loves each other and has a good time.
But Italy beat England in a penalty kick tiebreaker, and the Italian-Americans here were ecstatic.
Italia! Ciao, England! Ciao! Arrivederci, England!
At the other end of the bar, a woman consoled her English husband. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.
Weather today, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 76. Chance of rain tonight and a low of 67. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.